Hello.
Yo.
Hey, mister.
Hey, it's Ryan and Sludge.
Yo, dude.
Now,
that was awesome. That what a pleasant surprise. I honestly, Abe, I thought you were clicking over to get bass.
It has to be much better to expect bass
and
I
heard
Sludge.
I heard him come on. I heard Sludge come on and go, oh, hey, we're all doing a podcast. And I thought somehow I got like connected to a different line or something. I wasn't expecting that.
You run some random podcast.
And then when I heard when I figured out it was Sludge, I was like, yeah, upgrade.
I said, who's this? He goes, who's this?
Yeah, it was like angry. Like he was almost like intimidated or upset. Who's this guy?
Yeah, he was ready to like take his shirt off like Cali style and fight me on the beach or something.
Who infiltrated this operation?
Let's see. I sent Sludge a text. What time? Let's see.
Oh shit, here we go.
Wait, what?
You're gonna somehow recap why I'm on and like what's going on or something, or read all the text exchange or what?
No, I'm not gonna read the whole text exchange, but I just said I can't find it. Anyways, I asked him if he wanted to do the podcast earlier, and he said, oh, my back. And then I said, so then later on, we're texting about something else, and I said, hey, you want to come on? And he said something about, well, I am sitting on a heating pad right now.
Hey, hold on, guys. Here comes the drag. Here's bass.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Bass is on.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Wait, is bass really on? Fuck.
Yeah.
Let the games begin.
What a shitty way to enter. Let the games begin. Hey, bass, let's play. We have a special guest. Special guest, don't say your name yet.
It's not going to take him more than one guest to get this.
No, it might.
Jay the Gay.
Not Jay the Gay. What? I'll give you a clue.
Sludge.
Yes.
I just had to be gay.
Oh,
that was riveting.
Damn. You hear that, Sludge?
Boy, the suspense build up was like, you know, bigger than the ending of Star Wars.
Now, Sludge,
what
Sludge.
Up, Sludge?
What's up, Baze?
How are you, man? See, you guys laugh, but this is the only time I ever get to talk to Sludge.
I know, Sludge.
Like Abe and Ryan, they talk all the time.
You know
I send text messages, it gets sent back to me. I never hear from the guy.
He's like, when he gets returned text messages.
Let me tell you the difference. Abe, you sound a little quiet. I don't know if there's a way you can give me some of you in the headphones, but
yeah,
you sound quiet.
Yeah, I got you.
Here's the difference. In
Yo, you got more me. You got more me in the mix?
There you go. Coming
you got
up,
more me in
up.
The mix? Is that too much?
There it is.
Raise my snare.
Yo, where's my snare? Yo, you got me? You got me in the headphones?
I got you in the monitor.
Yo, is that better
Here's
or no?
Difference. Yes, Jesus.
Yo, you got my snare? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. But you can vouch for when Bass came on just now, you know, he pointed out it's the only time he gets to talk to you, no, he never hears from you. What happened when I found out you were on? It was just jubilation. There was no guilt. It was like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah,
a real. That's
Let's
more like
do
a real
this.
Friend.
Ryan, this is Mr. Perfect.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I mean,
well,
he hears from the guy more. He didn't guilt
yeah,
her from every
Ryan,
time he talked.
Once Ryan found out he didn't want to fight me, then he was very happy. Yes, he was
fine. I didn't give you the guilt trip. I just said I was excited to say hello to you.
Oh.
I said I'd never get a chance to say hi to him, so.
Yeah, but then you went
I
right
said
into
hello,
the...
you guys laughed at me.
But then you went right
well,
into
to
the
be
baby.
Fair, you did lead into a guilt trip of like, this is the only time I get to talk to someone.
Well, that's just the Jewish coming out of me.
No, it's you basically going right into the baby routine. Sludge and I never talk anymore. I remember we used to talk all the... That's because you guys used to work in the
in
same 2003. Building.
2003.
I also haven't talked to Garrett... what's that guy's name? Sludge Garrett or whatever?
Garrett Peterson?
Yeah, or Cliff Mazzoni. I haven't talked to them either. You know why? Because I don't work with them anymore. I used to talk to them all the time. And I don't talk to Russ Jorgensen every day either.
Yeah, but Abe, you're talking about guys who were like in the back office when we used to work on the radio. I used to intern for Sludge. I used to see him every day.
Oh, I see. You're saying Sludge and you had a closer relationship than my and
then Russ Jorgensen, yeah.
Than my and Cliff Mazzoni's relationship.
I would have to say yes.
Can I ask? And I'm. This is not. It's not a bad. It's a good thing. But can I ask Abe what your like? Why is Sludge joining us? Sludge, maybe you want to shed some light on what Abe asked you to do.
Oh, no reason. I just had him come on.
Oh. I thought for sure it was going to be because the Pope was in his city.
Oh.
Oh.
I did see Sludge posting stuff. But wait, Sludge, before we get to the Pope, I would like to get to that next, actually. Good call, Ryan. I always thought that Bass was the best excuse man in the game. Hey, Bass, can you do the podcast?
The boy is going to be on bottle till 9:06, and then the woman haircut, the cable not work, and couch not comfortable.
But Sludge, man, texting him earlier, hey, can you come on? Back hurt, heating pad, uncomfortable back injury.
I don't think any of us taught you in caveman language, by the way.
That's how I
back react. Hurt, boy, sick.
Actually, Abe is doing it like I've been shot, and I'm in a foxhole, and I'm dying. Is what it sounded like. Back hurt. podcast without me. Go on.
Keep
like
going.
The dude from Forrest Gump when he was dying.
Yeah.
The black guy.
Yeah, Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah, you sound like Bubba when he was in Forrest Arm.
But Sludge, tell me about the Pope. Did you meet him?
The Pope? Did I meet the Pope?
Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you, the city was on like martial law lockdown. It was pretty creepy. It was they blocked off like every street, and there was a National Guard on every corner, and they thought like 2 million people were going to show up, and they scared the hell out of everybody. And they say now it's only like a couple hundred thousand or something.
Oh wow, the Pope is kind of like. Like REO Speedwagon doesn't get the kind of crowd they used to.
Cancel their tour.
Yeah, that's exactly what I compared it to, REO Speedwagon. Yeah, no, it was amazing. It was pretty, you know, everybody complained about it all the way through. Like, oh, the Pope's coming. People left town. Like people I work with, they all just got out of town because they didn't want to deal with no highways, and all the bridges from Jersey were shut. So it really was like a martial law lockdown, and no one could get to work. Basically, it was a 4-day weekend for everybody else. But since I live walking distance from the station, they go, hey, Sludge, maybe you could do like all this stuff because you could just walk in and do it. And I said, yeah, that'll be great.
And now the Pope was in Philadelphia for a bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really funny. The picture I saw online, I don't know if you saw this, but, like, were there freaky things? Like, I saw mailboxes were, like a boot they put on your car? It was almost like boots on mailboxes where you couldn't open them. That was a picture I saw, and I figured it was because they didn't want people hiding bombs in mailboxes.
Yeah, they were worried about M80s.
I'm serious, but were there people with machine guns and shit on the street?
Oh, yeah. I got Secret Service. And this is the thing, like, Secret Service, I carry a backpack into work, and they put those big concrete barriers up in the middle of, like, it would be equivalent to Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Like, it was that street, just blocking the street, and then metal detectors going through, and everybody had to be frisked just to walk down the street to get toward where he was going to speak. And I'm carrying this backpack that actually is kind of tactical. It's a pretty cool backpack I bought online. And then, so I go through, and then Secret Service says, yeah, we got to frisk your backpack. And the guy starts opening it up, and I go, yeah, it's cool, just look through, whatever. And then I just see what he's pulling out, and he pulls out, like, some Purell, and, like, two protein bars. And I'm like, and some receipts from, like, 7 months ago. And I go, this guy's just looking through my life and going, what a fucking loser.
You didn't have, Sludge, you didn't have your usual 3 Magnum condoms hidden in one of the compartments?
I did not on this exchange. But that would have actually added my street cred up. But all I could think about was this guy with, like, one of the most awesome-looking guns I've ever seen strapped over his thing, wearing full tactical gear like he's ready to, you know, storm the beach, looking at me going, look at this loser. And I thought they'd another guy comes over, and he, like, whispers something to him. And I know that's what he said. Like, yeah. Look at this loser.
Then they both start laughing. Nope. This guy's obviously not a threat. Then they both start laughing.
Yeah. They were like,
cucumber melon hand sanitizer.
Yeah. They're like, hey, man. You can go. You're good.
Now, is it Sludge? Is it easier to get laid in a city when the Pope is there, or is it harder?
Well, there were tons of Spanish speaking hotties running all over the place because, as you know, like Mexican, South American, they're all Catholic, so they came in for the Pope, and yeah, there was a lot of like Sofia Vergara looking type girls.
Damn.
Interesting, because the ones that I saw interviewed on the news looked like the maid from Family Guy.
No.
I just picture Sludge walking around with a big cross around his neck trying to get laid. Oh, hey, ladies, you want to go to church?
Just call me the bishop.
Don't you guys find it? Oh, go ahead, Ryan.
I had a hockey bag full of rosary beads I was trying to sell.
Like, don't you think?
Like Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
I wonder if there were scumbags who, like, tried to make a quick buck on. You know, like, when Ebola was big, there were guys in New York that were selling,
the
like,
SARS
instead
masks.
Of emergency, they were selling Ebola seeds that was supposed to ward off Ebola.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you people were selling Pope gear all over the city.
Oh, yeah. There were people dressed like the Pope. There was babies,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
In little Pope gear, and... it wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be. Even the mayor, it was funny because he spoke out yesterday and he even said this. He said exactly these words on TV. He said, I think we could have had a better turnout if the media didn't scare the shit out of everybody. And he said that.
Wow.
And then someone said, you're the one that scared the shit out of everybody. And he goes, excuse me, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the other guy. And he went on and... It seems like it was a big debacle. They won't talk about it. It made a lot of money for the city, which they were hoping. Like there was for example, like I was thinking about trying to rent out my apartment for like $5,000 if I could. Yeah, like months ago.
Where would you sleep then?
I'd sleep like in my car or something like that. I don't know. Because there were stories that you were going to get like all that. There was going to be no hotel rooms. And I said, the only thing I care about in my house is probably like, the three Magnum condoms that Abe mentioned.
Yeah.
So I have nothing that's valuable.
Yeah.
But then it turned out there was like plenty of hotel rooms or plenty of all this stuff. So that'd be a felt too.
Don't you guys find it bizarre that Fox News hates the Pope all of a sudden? Like, all I'm saying is,
because he's the most progressive Pope.
Yeah, but it's just funny. Like, it just shows you that all politics are bullshit because all of a sudden now Fox News hates Donald Trump and the Pope. Like, they're two standbys for the last 15 years. Two people they've always loved. Now, all of a sudden, they hate both of them. It just shows you that all politics are exactly the same on both sides. Whereas now, like, Rachel Maddow's wearing a cross. There's no one better in this land than the Pope. We sure love him. Let me say a quick prayer. Let me give a quick Hail Mary before we get started. And Fox just hates him. I know this really conservative guy. All I've been seeing him post, and you know him, Sludge. All he does is post stuff about how much he hates the Pope. After, like, for the last 10 years, oh, the Pope, I just want to say a quick prayer for the Pope.
Why? Yeah. Because he's more progressive. Is that why he's been posting things like that?
Yeah, just because he.
It's a combination. It's a combination of the Pope being progressive and like that type of people just becoming like your crabby old neighbor who progressively gets more crabby. Like they don't even know why they're angry anymore. They just hate everything.
Yeah,
and that's the That's what's happening.
Well, and the person that we are talking about, who I think I know who we're talking about, I'm actually more scared of than I've ever been in my life. I was talking to my wife about it, and I've read a lot of the posts that Abe's been talking about. And that guy is, like, an extremist. I think he can do some harm.
He's getting there.
No, I don't know about harm, but I just think that when people, when they eat...
It all starts like this, though. It all starts with just innocent posts and very angrily, and then all of a sudden it gets so bad where somebody should actually just go, hey, dude, are you all right?
Like,
is everything okay?
What's that movie, Falling Down? Like, every day you go to work, and then one day you just have a baseball bat, you start destroying cash registers.
You do like a wellness check on him.
My favorite part of Falling Down is when he buys a can of Pepsi, and they're like, he breaks the red shirt with a bat, and then they're like, just take whatever you want. He's like, no. And then he only wants to pay 50 cents for it because he thinks that's a fair price. So he breaks the register and then gives a dollar and then takes his change. Like, instead of just stealing it, he's like, no, this is what it should cost. And then breaks the register. Also,
my favorite part, of course, is when he says, and now you're going to die wearing that stupid little hat.
I also saw that guy post a video of this little black kid who's a conservative black kid. And I've always said, if I were black and I want to get into politics, I would be a Republican. Because you see Fox News people just falling all over this kid. This kid really knows his stuff. And the kid's not that smart, but just because he's a young black conservative, he could, like...
Right.
Like who's that candidate running for president?
Ben Carson.
Yeah, like Bill Maher said, have you ever seen a worse candidate who has 20% ever? So, like, it just shows you that... If I were black, I would easily be conservative and Republican. Because you move right to the top quick. Just because they're desperate to have anyone black involved, I think.
Right. No, you're right. Alan Keyes is another example. Alan Keyes ran, and the guy could barely string together a sentence. And he was like, just missed the cut to be in the final, you know, the final four. Made it through the Sweet 16 just fine.
They were pushing him hard.
Yeah, yeah. I will say just one more note on this guy that we were discussing. I was just thinking about everyone I know, my acquaintances, my close friends, my family, coworkers. Not one person in my life, if they committed some heinous act, would I say, oh, I suspected that. Everyone I know except this guy, I would say, never saw that coming. He is literally the only person I think any of us know who, if he did something insane, we would go, yep.
Not only would we say yeah, we would just go, man, that didn't take long at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sure moved quick on that one.
Yeah.
Well, he sure went from
a matter of time.
I may be the voice of reason here saying that maybe you're just looking too seriously into Facebook posts. Like the one that told everybody to, like, every single person is posting that stupid ass post that says my private photos or blah, 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 whatever that thing is that's going around the last couple of days.
The hoax.
I think everybody needs to step away for a minute from social media and get a restart.
Yes.
Because everything is becoming so, like you read somebody's post. I can't remember how many posts I've read this week from a couple people saying, I saw someone post this. I'll just use Donald Trump as the other. About Donald Trump. If so, feel free to unfriend me now. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
I unfriended the guy because I don't want to see posts like that anymore. I don't even know the guy. Somehow I got on it because probably listening to my show or something like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, dude. I know social media, is our lives now, all of ours and what we do, but, dude, these are people that wouldn't talk shit to anybody face-to-face and then cower like a bitch.
Well, yeah,
they
have keyboard muscles.
Yeah, it's the keyboard muscles. So I would take a grain of salt, anything,
Definitely.
I would, too, but then if you actually have an actual conversation with them, you realize that it's there. Like, it's not just the person that we're talking about, it's not just, okay, he's posting stuff on social media, and that's probably where it stops. It doesn't stop there.
No.
I'll post a picture of my son.
Are you having secret meetings in Downers Grove with him somewhere?
Well, no, but I'll post a picture of my son wearing a Bears hat, and then I'll get a private message going, what if he doesn't like sports? What if he likes politics? What if he likes rock and roll? Mm. What if he wants to go to church every day?
Mm. Wait, Sludge.
And it's like I've just posted a picture of the kid wearing a Bears hat.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this, man?
Yeah, like when you were a little kid, your parents didn't put you in like a like a Miami Dolphins hat or something, like, or whatever. Your parents just put
you in. My parents
No, I'm saying his parents. But wait, Sludge, getting back to that thing you said about people who make that post. I just want to let it be known that Facebook does not own my pictures. Do you ever notice it's the people who Facebook wouldn't give two shits about any of their pictures? Like, if Facebook wanted to steal pictures or use them for their gain financially, they would never use those people's pictures ever.
Never. Facebook has really been searching for more pictures of pasta and dessert.
and some really ugly family.
So thank God you took this awesome picture of spaghetti you made the other day, because Facebook, a $1 trillion company, has now been saved, and we ripped your ass off for that possible.
Thank God you got a really far picture from like the 300 section of Dave Grohl at the Foo Fighters concert at Wrigley that you could barely make out. Yeah, Facebook's going to steal that one.
Actually, I would want Facebook to steal my picture. If it would make my cred higher, like if they use one of my pictures, I'd go, damn, Facebook used one of my pictures of me eating a cheesesteak outside of my studio.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
And anything you put on social media is out there forever anyway. So Facebook does not own. I want it to be clear. And everyone copy and paste. I hate anyone who says copy and paste. Even if it's like a prayer, I don't care what it is. Hey, do you know me? Who am I to you? What's my favorite color? How did we meet? Copy and paste this into your status. No sharing. You ever see that stuff?
And they always started off by going, you guys know I never post anything, but here it goes. And then it's like 12 paragraphs of shit.
How do you know me?
That is,
what's my
like
job?
The lowest form of humanity. Someone who has time to copy and paste a forward, how did we become friends message? That is someone who literally has done everything else there is to do. I mean, they have honestly less than nothing to do. There's nothing else. That's like the last task on someone's to-do list.
It's like a really hot chick who posts a picture and goes like, don't look the best here.
Oh, God. Fishing for compliments.
And they're like totally fishing for everybody to say, you're hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fishing.
No, Darlene, you look amazing. No, I look horrible in this picture. Or where it's, I think we talked about this on another podcast. We did, Ryan, remember? Because we said hashtag.
I told Abe he should take a picture in bed. Like, the caption is, woke up like this, his face all red, he's wearing that tattered shirt, and then hashtag best.
Hashtag what?
You know, post a picture, woke up like this, or just woke up or something.
But what was the hashtag? What was the hashtag again?
The hashtag was blessed.
Oh, yeah, blessed.
Abe wakes up with his Van Halen balance shirt on and a Jimmy John sub on his stomach.
John sub's on my stomach. Then I wake up and I just start eating it immediately. It's on my chest. I wake up and put it right in my mouth again. Oh, Jimmy, I didn't finish this gargantuan last night when I fell asleep from fat, from overheating on fat. The worst, too, is when people on Facebook say, weeding through all my friends. If you made the cut, that means we're good.
God,
I hope got to. I'm up to 5,000 friends. Got to start weeding out the losers. If you're still here, that means we're good. Oh, okay, great. That makes me. You know, anytime a girl posts a picture like we were talking about, where it says, you know, oh, I look like shit in this picture, I immediately unfriend them. I've even showed you, Ryan. I'm like, hey, check this out. I'll show you the picture before, then I'll show you where it just shows me unfollowing them. Stupidity. Yep. The only thing I unfollow on Facebook is stupidity. I don't care what people say except that kind of shit. Because it just angers me. Oh, Freaky Friday, YOLO hashtag. Okay, that's it for us, I think, on here. I think we've come to an end of our Facebook relationship.
And that's a hat trick.
We've talked about this many times. There's nothing worse than a couple, especially a married couple, who you know are sitting 10 feet away from each other, having a conversation on their Facebook wall. Honey, what's for dinner today? You know I'm making your favorite chicken parm. Oh, I have the best wife, don't I, guys? And then he tags, like, all his friends in it and her mother. It's like, what kind of relationship is that? Can't you just talk to her about dinner? Does everything have to be put on a wall for all your loser friends to see?
I mean, there's nothing to add to that. You nailed it.
Hey, Sludge, since you're a sports radio guy, I figured you'd be good to go into this story with. You still with us, or did your back explode?
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, I had an interesting social media thing to ask you before you get to that. If you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an interesting development. So, I won't say the person who it is. I won't say what the tweet was because I don't want people going there and then ruining, C-blocking me, if possible. But so this really attractive, nationally known sports chick, let's say.
Yes.
So I'm on Twitter during Sunday during all the football games. I'll do a lot of live tweeting of the Eagles game or whatever, and then all whatever's going on. And then I just noticed this one hot sports chick tweeted something about relationship. And I just was mad tweeting, so I just said something back, let's do it. You know, just whatever. You know, just for the a tweet like that.
When was this on Sunday?
Instantly, instantly she followed me. Huh.
Yeah.
She wasn't following me, so I followed her. I don't remember how I saw it. I wasn't following her. So then I just figured, what the hell? So I sent a DM to her. I can't remember what I said, but just something funny, whatever. And then instantly she DMs back, real ha ha ha. And before I know it, we're going back and forth, conversation for, about 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so what's the question?
She's ridiculously hot. But, obviously I'm in Philly and she's, whatever, where Ryan lives.
Yes.
But then I was like, okay, when do I pull off the gas here for a minute so she doesn't think I'm in creeper mode or whatever, and then just revisit this, later? You know what I mean? at what point...
Sludge, just say who it is and I'll bleep it. I'm just curious to know who it is. I'll bleep it, though, out here.
Oh, it's...
Nice. I think the key is to say that, hey, I think I'm going to go visit a buddy in L.A. pretty soon. Is there any place you recommend we go to? Is there any hot spots you usually hang out at? And then open the door that way.
Here's the rub. If I met her in a bar and started talking, I would know exactly when to pull off. I'd get a vibe, you know? But you have no vibe in DMs if she's just playing along. But she DM'd right back quickly. She could have just ignored it, and then I would have said, oh, whatever, you know?
Maybe she likes your look. No. Maybe she likes the way you look in your picture. Maybe that's how it started with the initial attraction.
I do look dangerous. I do look dangerous.
A girl did tell Sludge that once. We were behind.
You look dangerous?
Yeah.
She obviously wasn't looking through your backpack.
We won't get to the specifics, but I remember she was really hot, and we were sitting on the side of a bus, and she pushed Sludge. What did you do, Sludge? You took her to the science store and make it out with her, and she said, I like you, Sludge. You're dangerous.
Now, she was really hot. We were on the side of a bus, but the way Abe said it sounded like Roseanne.
Yeah, like Mama voice. Too.
No, she didn't have a southern accent, but it was actually a hot southern accent, not like Mama June from it wasn't like that.
I like you, Sludge. You're dangerous. And I'm like, and even Sludge, and he's like, I'm the least dangerous guy there is, you stupid fuck. What did you say, Sludge? What was your quote afterwards? When we were laughing about it for a month. A month? We were laughing about it for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't stopped laughing about it. I forgot. Sludge, you're dangerous. Is there, Ryan, can you think of any guy that's less dangerous than Sludge?
No.
Dangerous.
There has to be somebody that's less dangerous than me.
I guess, no, Sam's more dangerous than you. Who, by the way, Sam couldn't come out.
I think maybe Eric from Eric and Taffy. Maybe he might be less dangerous.
Please tell me I'm more dangerous than him.
Yeah, you are. That's what I'm saying. He's less dangerous than you, but I can't think of many other people that are less dangerous.
I don't know. I think in real life, that guy is a ticking time bomb, too. That whole time doing that kind of radio, you know he's going home really angry.
Yeah, you can't be happy all day.
I don't want to get too far from this because I think Sludge was looking for some sort of answer. Sludge, I do think Bass may have been closest to what needs to happen. And feel it out. Say that you're coming out to L.A. next month or something. And
hey, Sludge, remember your buddy Ryan lives in L.A.
Yeah. No, you have a place to stay, bud.
Okay. Do I have a couch that I can hit it?
No, a whole bed. Oh, no, you'll have, I slept, you'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept in.
Ew.
No, it's been clean.
Even though, Ryan, tell Sludge about the condition I left that room.
What Abe just said was almost equivalent to when you've dated somebody and you meet the former boyfriend and he says something like, yo, man, how did I taste? That was almost the same.
Hey, man, how did Ryan's guest bed taste? Yeah, I was there first.
Oh, God.
Did your mouth touch the pillow at all? Yeah.
But you're not going to believe this, because I know that you had to hire a hazmat crew to clean out that bathtub or shower that he used even there.
Oh, but my God.
Listen to me. Something has changed in this man. He left our house after four or five days. Honestly, Sludge, I washed the sheets, but that was the only cleanup. Like, he left it almost nicer than he found it. It was unbelievable. I don't know what got into him, but he left zero footprint as a house guest.
Well, what's changed, Abe, in your life?
Nothing's changed per se. It's just that I'm not an asshole anymore. I don't think you just leave everything fucked up. Like, normally I would have left the blanket laying on the floor. I would have spray painted the wall. I would have left paper towels and water bottles everywhere.
The paper towel trail to and from the bathroom.
Yeah, nothing like that. He emptied the garbage himself.
Yeah. I think you guys saw the bathroom of our apartment. It looked like you have like 12 monkeys living in there.
You know what though? You know what's fucked up? Sludge. Okay, so when Sludge and I lived together, this was back now like 8 years ago, which is crazy. I think about 7 or 8 years ago. We had two bathrooms.
12 monkeys.
I know.
Sorry, keep going.
The monkeys were just out for a walk or something when you saw the bathroom.
They just hang out on the sink. You always leave the bottom filled with like 2 inches of water so they can have a drink. So we had two bathrooms, right? And I specifically remember Sludge had a woman over from like the insurance company to check out a claim on his car or something. There was some disgusting woman, and Sludge directed her to my bathroom. So to me, that wasn't my bathroom. That was a public bathroom because everyone would use that bathroom and I had to use it. Whereas Sludge, because he lived in the apartment before I moved in there, had his own bathroom in his bedroom.
Right.
So even like his skanks he would have
over. Are you blaming the condition of that bathroom on that woman?
Yeah, because that was a community bathroom. That wasn't just my bathroom. That was a community bathroom.
Yeah, she urinated once for 7 seconds in there. And all of a sudden, they've seen The Walking Dead. That's like the bathroom in that environment.
I never looked at that bathroom the same after you sent that disgusting woman in that bathroom.
So basically, you're like a dog that like throws dirt on something to destroy it. Then after that,
exactly.
So you lost respect for the property after you let her in there.
Whereas before, I was you know always taking care of it. I was always spraying it with different kinds of sprays, keeping it immaculate. Right. And then the minute I saw her in there, I'm like, oh, really? This is how it is here? This is what Sludge thinks of my space? All right, it's a communal space now.
So since she marked her territory, you destroyed it. Basically.
But Sludge, were you, now looking back on it, here we are all these years later, were you ever annoyed to have me as a roommate, or did you really enjoy it as much as I thought we enjoyed it back then?
Oh, you want the truth?
I mean, because you're like, you know, like, I don't know, what, more like 10 years older than me, maybe. So
it had to
have been a little bizarre to bring this young, up-and-coming hot twink into your space.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly how I explained it to my parents. When I
here, and by the way, here's the conversation. Brian, are you gay? No, Dad, he's just my friend. But he's like 25. Why is he living with you? Why are you so creepy? Just think about it. Your son has a 25 or 26-year-old guy moving in with him. I mean,
yeah,
it's weird. It's
just, well, anybody's normal reaction, right, would be to think, like, he just hasn't, he's not ready to say he's gay yet, right?
They would have reacted better had you just said, I have 12 monkeys living in the bathroom, rather than I have a 25-year-old guy living with me.
So wait, I'm still curious to hear the answer to Abe's question.
What was the question?
Oh, were you annoyed by my presence?
Oh, no. I was just leading up to, no, it was, remember we sit there and watch Entourage, and we say, that's going to be us.
Just think about how fucked up that was. For like 2 years, we would eat sandwiches on the coffee table, sit on a couch and watch Entourage, say, yeah, that's going to be us.
Like, just, oh, man.
We were like, we're going to this show. We're going to work here in Richmond. We're going to get the show together. And then we're going to go back to Chicago and get a morning job and make $1 million a year each. And then we're just going to get a house again, but a bigger house. And we're going to live together.
Yeah.
And then
we're never
going to
not live together. Sludge, were you sad when I left?
Yes, it was very empty. It was very quiet and empty after you left.
My house feels so empty since you've left me.
I would just like, I would walk around the halls and drag my feet, like just dragging them along and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Going.
Sometimes you would sit on my bed.
I would hear like a creak on a bed somewhere. I'd run in and go, Abe? Abe?
Abe, is that you? Abe, is that you?
Abe, is that you?
You know what's funny?
You
want
to go to KFC?
No, it wasn't Abe. It was the wind.
Jimmy John's, I'm
buying. It wasn't Abe. It was the wind.
What's that knocking on the door? Is that Abe? Oh, hey, I'm here to check your electric. Darn it.
Yeah. Abe? Oh, I knew you'd come back. I just knew it. Hi, sir. I'm with the cable company.
I turned to him. Do you want to come in and watch Entourage?
Sludge would be laying in my bed talking to me. He's like, you know, I'm laying in your bed right now.
God, that would be pathetic if every couple days Sludge went to get your favorite sandwich just in case you showed back up.
Yeah, he'd leave it on the bed.
Yeah.
Or no, he'd leave it on the coffee table by the TV where we'd sit there in our box.
With his Jimmy John's extra mayo sub just sitting there alone. It would still go bad while I'd be sitting there eating mine, watching Entourage.
Are you going to eat that, Abe? You're not going to eat it, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Talking to no one.
We would sit on that couch in our boxers and watch Entourage all day.
Oh man, what a life!
It was awesome.
What a life.
We watch Entourage, Swingers, or Rounders.
Yeah,
and you know whatever that would be.
And then just talk shit about everyone.
talk shit about everyone.
Yeah, we're gonna get out of here, man. This is our year.
It's amazing to see the turn of events since that time, like where we are now.
It is. It is interesting.
And where we thought
it is. Yeah. I have a lot of moments.
I didn't mean to bring a serious tone there.
No. It's not serious. I have a lot of those moments, and I think you have those moments a lot when you move. Because, you know, especially if the move was not planned like 6 months ago, right? So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'm dating a girl that I didn't know 6 months ago, and I love her family. And, like, last week, I had to go walk her parents' dog in a place called Silmar, California. And I'm, like, walking this dog, and it hits me. I'm like, this isn't – how the hell did this happen? I'm walking this dog, Oliver, in Silmar, California, a place I didn't know that existed that belongs to a family I didn't know existed 6 months ago. Isn't that weird?
You know, I had a similar situation.
That's really strange.
Today, I ate a gargantuan.
And then you unleash the dog and let him go.
No, dog.
I did.
Run! I haven't seen that dog.
Run! Run!
I killed the family.
No, today, guys, I had a similar situation today. I was at Jimmy John's eating a gargantuan with extra mayo, and I said, how did I get here to this Jimmy John's in Chicago? Because I was just at a Jimmy John's in Miami and in Richmond and in other places.
It is weird how the world works.
Yeah. Oh, Sludge, that's what I was going to bring up. It is funny, when I moved in with Sludge, he was seeing a girl, and she actually left her key on the table when she left. Like, he didn't ask her for the key, but when she saw me moving in, she's like, all right, fuck this relationship. This isn't going to work out. And she left her
key. She literally did it. She literally, like, dropped the key, like dropping the mic, and, you know, dropping the mic and walking away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sludge is like,
and she walked out.
And then instead of, like, even caring, Sludge is like, oh, well, I guess you could just have that key. I guess I'd have to make a copy of the key then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go ahead and take that key.
I think she thought by doing that, like, it was almost like she saw what was coming, and then she saw you walk in, then and go, "Oh shit!" Well, now nothing's really gonna happen.
She saw me. She saw me.
She
saw me walking with a bag of fireworks and condoms.
And just nods at her, like, half embarrassed but half, like, territorial. Like, you know, they just make an awkward exchange in the doorway as she's leaving. Abe just nods at her, like, "Have a good night, ma'am."
All right, Sludge, where should I set up shop? Spare bedroom, brother.
He's walking in with a bag of fire.
Sludge, do you ever feel like you lost out on maybe a lifelong relationship because of me, or did I actually save you in hindsight?
Well, if I had to say one or the other, it'd be you saved me. But I wasn't, like, you didn't stop that. It just happened to be that. It was like going, it was the final straw. You were the final straw, is what it was.
Yeah, if me walking in with a beanbag chair was too much for her to handle, then.
Right.
Ryan and Bass, you guys got to go, right? Aren't you two doing a potato sack race, a three-legged race?
Yeah, we have a...
We're actually doing our own podcast. It's the wrap-up show, the On Hold show.
Wait, Sludge, let me just discuss this sports story with you really quick, since those two have to go.
Okay.
All right, later, fellas.
All right. See you guys.
Hey, are they gone yet? Hey, are those two douchebags gone yet?
Talking to you.
Are those two fucks gone yet? Fucking douchebags.
God. Don't ever put me on with them again, dude. That's why I only text them. Jesus. That's why I only Snapchat with them.
It is funny that you never talked to Bass. You've known Bass now for like 14 years.
Yeah.
And is it just because you hate Bass, or you just don't have time? What is it?
No, I don't hate Bass. I don't know, what would I talk about? What if I called him randomly? Here's the thing. If I called Bass randomly, he would think something is up for him. Like something's going to come his way.
Like he's being recorded or something?
No, like maybe like a big job opportunity or something. If I called Bass, that's instantly what hit him in the head.
Yeah. Like if
I'm not trying to say I'm awesome. I'm just saying, you know how his mind works. If I called Bass after not talking to him except on the podcast and by texting and instant messenger or whatever, instant messenger, Facebook messenger or whatever, and then he would go, it would go on, and it would lead to something like, you know.
So you got
why
a job?
Are you calling?
What? So finally, what is it? On air or producer and on air? One or two? Is it one or two hats I'll be wearing? How many hats? How many hats will I be wearing? Huh?
Do you find that the older you get, the less people you talk to?
Yes.
And you're fine with that, right? Like, you don't. There's no point in talking to extra people, right?
Right. But I wonder. I thought about this the other day. I wonder if texting never happened. What would I have done?
That's a good point. Because all I do is text everyone.
Yeah, because texting makes it easy to stay in contact with people, but not having to talk to them, which is what I prefer.
Yeah, like you so, and I, like we text a lot, and it keeps our relationship very fluid.
Keeps everything fresh, you know, and up to date. But if texting didn't exist, or if it never came along, you had to do what you did, which is only like, what, I don't know, 10 years ago, or 8 or 9, 10 years ago. We had to talk on the phone anytime you wanted to communicate. Well, I guess you could email, but still. I remember actually talking to people or meeting up with the people that I really wanted to hang out with or talk to But I wonder how you would like deal with all those people that would call and you wait for the answering machine to pick up and you screen it. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, like the texters who text me and then right away I'm like, hey, what are you doing Tuesday night? Working. Got work. Even though it's like everyone knows that I work in the mornings. What are you doing Tuesday night, 7 p.m.?
I got a funeral I got to get to.
Great America I'm going to. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm going to Great America, too. You want to go? It's Fright Fest, dude. And then Wednesday night, I'm like, oh, shit. Something just came up. I can't go.
Oh, man. Well, then when can we go? Thursday, then? The next day?
I wonder how many times I lie during a day via text. Just because
I put the over-under on 8. 8 lies a day.
Hey, you want to hang out this weekend? Reception. I'm going to.
and the funny thing is, you probably would enjoy hanging out with that person.
Oh yeah, probably.
But you just for some reason you lie because you don't want to commit.
That's my problem. Like I've always told you, like even with girls or anything, like anytime I have to do something, the countdown's on. Like if we're going somewhere on Wednesday night and it's Sunday all week, I'm thinking about Wednesday. Fuck. Like the count, oh shit, Wednesday's coming. Oh, it's only 68 hours away. Fuck. God damn it. Fuck, why did I have to make these plans?
Maybe, it's funny because I do the same thing. Obviously because I'm not married, so I do the same thing. It must have screwed up my life too. So you have time to change your life. Don't end up like me. Go see a therapist, for God's sake.
Yeah. You have a chance. Come on, man. You have a chance. Come on.
If you had one thing to do, get out there and live, damn it. Live!
But even if I'm going to like a White Sox game on Friday or something, it's like all week I'm like, fuck, got that White Sox game coming up. It's like,
I want to go to the White Sox game.
Yeah, I love the White Sox. Or even like when I, a concert. Oh, I'm going to see The Who in 3 days. Fuck. Oh, shit. Shit, The Who's coming up at 7 o'clock. I'm 92 hours out from that Who concert. Fuck. Oh, I don't feel like going. Like, 4 days out, I say to myself, I don't feel like going.
You know what it must be like? It must be like, you know how, I don't have a dog, but my brother's got a dog. And, you know, sleeping is awesome, right? But the dog fights going to sleep, like, for about 20 minutes. Like, he wants to go play with, you know, wrestle and stuff and bark and jump around. And he starts digging on the floor and stuff. And then finally when he lays down, and it's so peaceful and happy.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like, you're fighting off all this stuff to avoid something that's going to be good. So when it happens, it's great, but the lead-up, for some reason, is annoying.
Yeah. What's wrong with me?
It's true. I'm the same way.
Yeah, we're probably fucked up if you really break it down.
Pretty much.
Like, we'd rather just lay on a couch and eat Jimmy John's than do, like, fun things.
Yeah, that sounds good right now, actually, from Jimmy John's. I know they deliver. I may have to make a phone. I may have to text them right up shortly here.
There is nothing better than getting a sub delivered. It's wonderful.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's usually pizza was the only thing you could get delivered. And now that a Jimmy John's sub could get delivered to you, that's very nice.
You ever use those services? Like, now they have Caviar and stuff to deliver anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Postscript, Postmates, whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't deliver Chipotle.
They don't deliver Chipotle?
They do.
Yes! What?!
Dude, I had Chipotle delivered to work the other day, and you would have thought they gave me a $20,000 raise, how happy I was.
Wait, so some asshole just has to go to Chipotle, wait in line, and bring you your burrito, right?
That's it. And the guy's super nice. But the guy came into our building, and then I didn't know how it worked, and I was going to give him a tip. And he goes, no, bro. It's all on the bill. Just give me just give me a star or two, and I get money off that, bro. I go, wait, well, here's money. Why don't you take it? And he goes, no, bro. Just give me a couple stars on the thing when you get your email. I'm like, okay, well, so basically, it's like free Chipotle that way then, even though it goes on my debit card or whatever that I logged in with, but it felt like free Chipotle delivered. It's the best thing ever. And like you just said, all this guy did was go to Chipotle for me, like he was my buddy.
Yeah, like you guys are best friends. Like, I wouldn't even do that. Like, you couldn't call me, hey, Abe, go to Chipotle. I want extra corn, an extra tortilla. Make sure you get some of that salad dressing because I like to drip it on.
And put the ice, give me a Coke, but I only want 3/4 ice in the cup.
Yeah, like, do you have to be, because, like, when I go to Chipotle, you know, Chipotle's, you have to look and decide if it's enough.
Right.
So how did you work that out?
I don't know, but it was perfect.
Wow.
It was a chicken, I got a chicken burrito, chips with guac, and a Coke, and it was glorious.
Wow.
And it only cost a couple extra bucks for the delivery. It's not even that much.
And honestly, isn't it totally worth that $4? Even after the tip, it's like $7 extra. Who cares?
Dude, at that point, it could have been $40 extra, and I wouldn't have gave a shit. Chipotle delivered. It was the greatest day. I had to stop myself because I said, you know what? This is too easy. I'm going to do this like every day, and I'm going to gain like 400 pounds. So I didn't. I've only done it a couple times since. They do Five Guys burgers too.
Don't they? Well, you act like they're specific. Don't they just do anything? Because they're just going.
Well,
they're just
in. They have specific. Yeah, they have specific partners they already agree with. But then they said, if it's not on the list, just tell us.
Wow.
What I just type in there? I say, bring me back a 5'9" brunette with big tan. Let's see what happens.
Wait a minute. No, I actually want Hardee's. Okay. All they're doing is waiting in line in a different place. Like, so someone actually has, that's the dumbest business plan ever. Shouldn't they just say we'll go anywhere? Because, oh, we don't add it to our official list until someone requests it. So, no, I want Chick-fil-A. Oh, Chick-fil-A on the list. Now they put on the website. Chick-fil-A officially added to Postmates.com. Brian Haddad in Philadelphia ordered it, a.k.a. Sludge.
I should say then, and on your way over, stop at Long John Silver's to give me some hush puppy.
You should do the Ralphie May, the comedian. He would make the guy from the comedy club take him to 5 different fast food places.
Yeah.
He likes the fries at McDonald's, the fish from Burger King, the burgers from Hardee. Like, he made him go to like 3 or 4 different places every time.
And the guy was so nice, like the delivery guy, but if you did that to him, he'd come in and just throw it at you.
Here, God, you fat fuck.
5 damn places. God, you're an asshole.
That's actually the perfect service to use, though. So let's say you have a family and some kids, right? And you love Chick-fil-A and your kids love McDonald's. You could have them make the 2 stops for you.
Dude.
It's wonderful.
I wish I would have thought of this business.
It's really something that anyone could have thought of, though. Like, oh, I'll go to McDonald's, Uber. Oh, we'll just drive people around, just regular civilians. Oh,
yeah.
Just regular civilians will pick. What was the idea my friend had? Like Uber for a pickup truck where you help people move shit? Like, you go to Home Depot, but it's an Uber. Like, I'll throw your boards in the back. Or if you're buying a TV at Walmart, throw it in the back of your pickup truck.
Yeah, actually, all these ideas, you certainly don't have to be like the guys that make the Tesla cars. Come up with it. You know?
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to be a brain surgeon, but you just got to do it.
It's like my idea for Shark Tank, clean bathrooms, where we go to, like, the shittiest areas for bathrooms. Like, for instance, North Avenue Beach in Chicago. Have you ever been to those bathrooms, Sludge?
Yes.
They smell like the Brookfield Zoo elephant cage. It's disgusting. I'm going to have a... Can you imagine? If you're at the beach, you wouldn't pay $3 or $4 to take a completely clean shit, air conditioning, all fresh bathroom, no shit on the seat. You know, you wouldn't pay for that.
Wait, so is it like a food truck, but a bathroom?
No, it's an actual like place. It's like a brick and mortar. You walk in, the whole place is bathrooms. It's called Clean Bathrooms. You pick the number one or the number two. Women probably have to pay the same amount for both because I can't prove which one they're doing. So, like, if the guys take a number one, I send them into the urinal house. There's, like, a urinal room. It's $1 or whatever to use the urinals. That's in a separate room, though. The actual main attraction is the shitting, and there's someone in there. It's beautiful. Toilet paper.
Of course. But my idea is good onto that. Like, what if that took off, and then you all of a sudden have food truck shitters.
But like, then they're like porta-johns, and you can never, as clean as you want to make those.
No, but you see, you make it a glorious bathroom in a truck, like a Brinks truck, and we come to you. Like,
you know what, though, without pipes, like, without pipes, no matter what, because like even...
No, some RVs have really nice bathrooms in them.
Yeah, but you know the shit's right underneath. You don't want to know that there's a big pile of heaping shit right underneath your feet. You know what I mean?
Yes, but you make it... Listen, what if you're on the road and you can open up your shitter app like Uber, and there's like five good shitter trucks around you.
Yeah.
And then they'll come right over, they stop, and you shit, and then you leave.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing, though, that, you know, you see a shitter... truck pulls up, everyone knows that you're calling it to take a shit. Like, oh, there's the shitter truck, and then you see this girl running in, like, squeezing her ass cheeks.
That'd be awesome.
You know, and you know what I would do as a prank to embarrass my friends? I would send the shitter truck to them. Oh, I'm here for Brian Haddad. Oh, no, I didn't order it, man. I didn't order it. It says right here, Brian Haddad for number two. You're scheduled right now, Mr. Haddad.
We heard it was a code red.
Yeah, you said code red. You said extra. You said extra wet naps.
You typed in 911 on your code, and we heard you had Taco Bell and some ghost peppers, yeah. And yeah, we got everything ready here for you, sir.
It says Taco Bell emergency 911. Hey, I have a question.
It's a white tablecloth bathroom all set up.
Hey, you're using the Cottonelle wipes now, right, that I recommended to you?
Oh, yes. I did make the switch.
They're the best, right? Like, could you ever go back to just a dry situation ever again?
This is how much I've changed in the last, I think it was about 9 months ago that I made the change.
That's it?
I think it was a year. It was either 9 months to a year ago that I made the switch.
How grossed out were you in yourself the first time you used a wipe when you saw what was going on down there?
Well, here's how it's changed my life this much. I actually take them to work.
Yeah, me too. In a plastic,
I have a
Ziploc
smaller pack that I'll take to work.
And no, here's what I do. I buy a full pack, and I keep, I bring a Ziploc bag with it, and I put it in the little container, and then I always have like 10 wipes in the Ziploc bag. Put the Ziploc bag in your pocket, you can walk anywhere with it, put it back in your work bag, and then you're always ready to go anywhere.
I can't tell you how much I'm so much more productive in life that I've made this change.
It's much cleaner. Everything feels better.
I've got a snappier walk going on. Like everything. Everything is better. No shit, and no pun intended.
I have a question about that, but before I forget, so. That side smells wonderful. Now I want to help your other side smell wonderful, your mouth. I recommend, and anyone listening, by the way, Listerine spray. It's a, like a breath spray.
Mm.
You buy it at like CVS or Walgreens or whatever you have out there. What do you have out there? Like Pickaloos or what's it called?
What?
Do you have CVS?
Yeah, we have CVS. We actually have Walgreens too.
Okay. And what's the other one? Walter Reed or something? Dwayne Reed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a Listerine spray, and it's for your breath. You should go. Ksh, ksh, ksh. I do three sprays, and you always go. You keep breathing in because you could feel the coldness in your lungs.
Mm.
It's wonderful, and just like the wipes I recommended, I highly recommend you use this spray.
Well, you didn't steer me wrong with that, but I don't have much of a need for my mouth. Is pretty good. I brush my teeth a lot.
So do I. Okay. But after a Philly cheesesteak at work. You think you smell wonderful? No.
I brush my teeth at work sometimes.
I know, but you need this in your pocket at all times. Always spray. Uh-huh. You'll become just like you told me the same thing about the wipes. Whoa, no, there's not a lot of remnants, but no, I get a pretty good wipe. No, you don't. not till you use the wet naps. You think your breath is great, but then I'll roll up on you after eating something disgusting. I'm like, fuck, where's that Listerine spray? And I'll be like, ksh, ksh, ksh. Just get it.
All right, I'll put it in my backpack with my Purell and two protein bars. So Secret Service can find my Listerine, those too.
So I was having this conversation earlier. When you use the wet naps, do you do an aggressive cleanup, or do you just kind of let the wet nap sit there and just kind of get whatever's there?
I actually do both methods. It depends on how I'm feeling and what happened.
Can you explain that?
Like, like, it could be a situation, what we used to call a ghost dump, where you don't feel like there's much necessary there.
Yeah, like so sometimes, like back at the ghost dumps back in the day, you would wipe and there was absolutely nothing. Like the toilet paper was so clean that you could just blow your nose with that exact same toilet paper if you wanted to.
You could use that toilet paper for Thanksgiving dinner tablecloth.
But it's so that clean. Like, there's nothing, no smell on it, no, like, you could wipe your mouth with it. It's so clean. You wouldn't wipe your mouth, of course, but.
Right. So it depends on the situation of how aggressive I'm going to be, depending on what happened.
But do you go deep with the wipe? Like, do you push it all the way up? That's a conversation I was having earlier.
It depends on the scenario.
But you do.
Yes. For the most part, yes.
Okay, good. Because that's what I do. And I was told that's not healthy for your anus.
Why isn't it?
I don't know. We were having a conversation about how far up to penetrate the wipe.
Right, but why isn't it healthy?
I don't know. I have to look more into it. This is what I heard. I heard it's not healthy to do that.
Is it either from a person or the internet?
A person.
Oh.
A clean person, too.
Was the person base?
No, that's not a clean person. I wouldn't talk about base's ass as being clean. And how about this? When you take a shower, when you wash your ass, how do you do that? Do you just go over the surface, or do you also penetrate the ass also? That's the other conversation we were having.
This is where it's gone?
No, this is the conversation I was having.
Oh.
And I was
told. You don't want me to answer that then.
No, I do. Because I do. Like, you, when you clean your ass, you get in there, right?
Well, I definitely get in the area. I try to be very clean. I like every portion of skin to be clean.
Okay, good. Me too. Because I was told that you're not supposed to do that. And there's a great mystery when you look up online. Cleaning your ass, how far in you're supposed to clean. It's weird. I didn't know this until today, because I was researching this all day after this conversation.
Now what did you Google cleaning your ass?
Yeah, I just put cleaning your ass, how far, hang on, cleaning.
Like, what else comes up on the Google? Well, how does Google finish the rest of that all the time?
Okay, cleaning ass, how to clean your ass.
But what are some of the other things that Google, like, what's it finish that statement as, other ways?
Oh, it just says, cleaning your butt. Oh, and it goes right to pridealive.org, a gay website. Your anus is home of lots of bacteria. And then it's all about anal sex. When you type in cleaning, ass, everything's about anal sex. How to clean your butthole before having a sex. Brian Boy's Guide to Cleaning Your Ass Before Anal Sex.
Oh, man.
Anal hygiene. The purpose of cleaning your rectum is called anal douching.
Well, that's what happens when you play on the Google machine.
All right,
now
well,
that's in your history. You better clear your history.
Well, I'm glad that we're on the same page for ass cleaning. I'm also glad that I was able to bring you into the new wipes, because it's very important.
Clearly,
any girl,
a lifesaver in that. One other person was doing it, but you were definitely the instigator and the person didn't let up about it.
When I find out women that don't use wipes, I'm completely disgusted by them.
I wonder, were women using wipes before men did?
They were, yes. They would use them all the time, but a lot of women still don't. I remember this one lady said, oh, you get a yeast infection or something. I'm like, yeah, dummy, because you have to use it in your ass, not up front, dummy. It's for your ass. You don't wipe up all the liquid up front, dumbass. Oh, no, those are, she was like this. I remember I was around like 50 people. It was like a family party. She's like, no, those ain't good for you up front. You get a yeast infection. I got a yeast infection from that. Yeah, that's why you sound like that, too. Because you're ignorant. There's nothing bad about having a clean ass.
It's good that you're very smart on the subject. You're very, you know.
you're
an authority on the subject.
Have you ever used a bidet?
I was actually in a hotel in L.A. once that had one of those. And I think I did try. It was a long time ago, but I remember just trying it because I was curious.
And what I don't understand, how do you does it dry itself too or something? Or?
Well, I don't understand. It just sprayed water, like, and it felt cool, but then like, so it was kind of like, then you wipe, you know, and so then it's kind of like using a wipe, but it's got water first, and then you just use dry paper,
but wait,
and it becomes like a wipe.
But wait, if I use dry paper after coming right out of the shower, little remnants of the toilet paper get stuck. So that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a perfect method, right? The wipes are better.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the wipes. Now, before I let you go, Sludge, I did want to bring up one sports story since you are a sports radio host.
Sure.
And by the way, people who aren't familiar, Sludge, you're on, what, 6 to 10 on WIP in Philadelphia?
Correct.
And if people want to find you, it's just, what, at Brian Haddad, or J. Haddad, right?
Brian J. Haddad, H-A-D-D-A-D.
I do recommend, if you listen to this podcast, that it's also recommended to follow Sludge and everything he does, at Brian J. Haddad. And if you're in Philadelphia, you don't even have to live in Philadelphia to listen, because of the magic of technology, you could just stream it.
That's right, the Radio.com app has us everywhere. Thank you for that. Also, so, I recommend to people, keep listening to this podcast for hygiene tips for the future.
And I'm telling you, I've given great tips, like the retention department, if you want to lower your phone bill. I've told you about wipes, how to keep your ass clean. The new one, Listerine Breath Spray.
I'm going to get it next time I'm out, for sure. I'm going to give it a shot.
But you have to get, there's two different flavors. There's a dark green bottle and a light green bottle. Do not get the light green, because if you get the light green bottle, it's going to ruin the whole experience. You'll never want to use it again.
The dark green, you say get.
You have to get the dark green bottle.
Gotcha.
So did you see the story about Derrick Rose, how the woman who was suing him for having, she claims that him and his friends like forced themselves on her, and he said it was a lie. Now he came out today and admitted, oh yeah, we had group sex with her, but he said it was consensual.
Right.
So, isn't that ridiculous that Derrick Rose has to have sex with other, he's made $200 million. He had a $100 million Adidas deal. He's made over $100 million in the NBA on top of that. And he's still having to share women with his buddies.
And the thing is, the funny part of the story to me was, if you know, he said, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm not going to change my lifestyle because of this. Which means he likes doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's him. That's
I'm going to continue to have sex with all my boys.
Yeah, like it's not like he just did it once for like some kind of drunken night and they all of a sudden do this. He said, I'm not going to change my lifestyle. okay, bro. Okay, yeah. That's how you go, dude. Maybe you should try staying healthy for a season and then maybe that will change your lifestyle. Maybe you're doing too much freaky stuff with 18 other people at the same time. Maybe you guys should stay on a whole season and play if you did that, mate. Maybe you should change your lifestyle.
Like, I know Derrick Rose always has to have all his boys around at all times. Like, do you ever notice they're always at the games and he's always playing video games with them? Like, does he have to share his... Can't he just go into the... While they're finishing off a game of NBA 2K16, can't he just go in the bedroom with the girl by himself? Yo! Hey, yo, Keith, you coming in on this? Yeah, I'll be in a hot minute, dog. Hurry up! I'm about to pull out my dick. Yeah, yeah, don't worry, dude. I'll be in there. Let me get all the other fellas. All right, hurry up.
Dude, and the other part of the story is that she was cool with it for months until he didn't pay for the sex toy, like a dildo or something.
Yeah, he made her buy her own sex toy that him and his friends all used on her, I guess.
So if he had $200 million and he didn't pay like $39.95 for the sex toy they used, and that's why he's got this public now.
Well, you saw Derrick Rose.
Idiot.
You saw what he said, right? He said, I can't. Now, this is a guy who hasn't played for like three seasons. He's made about $60 million over that span not playing. And he said, oh, I can't wait for free agency because I got to think about my son and setting him up for the future. Your son's not set up yet. $200 million. You came from the fucking ghetto. And now your kids, he's from Inglewood, right?
Yeah.
He's from
Inglewood.
Yeah,
he's
from Inglewood. He had no money growing up. He's made over $200 million, and he still doesn't have his son set up yet for the future? Oh, that next contract. I've been playing with the first $200. The next contract, I'm setting my son up. Okay. Good luck with that.
And maybe set an example for the son by not having sex with 19 people in a room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's probably more important. You don't let Sugar Bear and Keith get up on all your women.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I met your mommy during a group sex session. Keith actually brought her in.
Oh, man.
Now, didn't you and I have the conversation that we agreed that you have to be gay to have sex with another guy and a girl, right? Didn't we have that conversation?
Well, yeah, at least you're bi. At least you're bi, right?
Yeah, and didn't we say the only way you could do it is if there's a piece of drywall in between the two guys, and you can't, and the drywall is in a perfect circle where the woman is, like, you have the ass and the other guy has the face, like at the waist, like waist up, waist down. That's the only way it's not gay, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, yes.
Yeah.
we all know people that don't care. We know some people that don't.
But it's weird. Like you and I. Can you imagine that? How weird that would be. I don't want to see you in that position.
I have to clearly state that I couldn't perform if that was the case.
Yeah. I'd be laughing the whole time. Wouldn't you be laughing? Like, if you were like, all right, let me get the bag.
No way.
And, can you imagine, okay, so you and Baze, right? You guys are in L.A., you meet some girl, she's like, hey, let's party, Baze and Sludge. Could you just imagine always having that visual of Baze? Give me head!
No. I don't care what she looks like, no.
Okay, so that being said, could there be a worse threesome partner than Derrick Rose? Like, can you imagine how shitty that would be? Like, he's probably so, or maybe they like it because he's so passive. Like, yo, D, why don't you sit this one out while I get on that pussy? All right, I'll be eating Skittles and playing NBA 2K. Yeah, you do that, son. Let me get up on this pussy.
Oh.
That's probably, they probably love being around Derrick Rose because he's so passive in everything. Yo, D, you mind if I buy some shit on eBay? You don't mind, do you, D? Nah, just don't spend too much, all right? Cool. Yeah, bring those girls over too, D.
Yeah, you know he's going to end up with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if he's spending all his money on group sex with all his boys. Yo, D, you know if we're going to be fucking your girl, we all need Five Guys Burgers to go with it, right? Yeah, I know. Yo, Sugarback, you go out and get burgers for all these fools? Man, I want a burger too. You got to go out and get the burgers, D. Man. Fine. How many we eating? Yo, man, two apiece. Two per man. And better put bacon on them bitches. Oh, man. Yo, don't forget to get shit for the bitch, too. She probably hungry after all that fucking. Oh, man. Well, it's excellent checking in with you as always, Sludge.
Oh, man.
Look at that. You said you were going to come on for 10 minutes, and you've been on for about an hour and 15 minutes.
I know. I'm on my heating pad on my back like a 90-year-old man, so it was very... You actually didn't put the smile back on my face.
I did text you. I said, maybe I'll help bring a smile back to your face.
That's right. You did. Thank you. Now there was some other girl here, and she left too now because she just heard you on the phone. That's the effect you have on women that I have a chance to have a relationship with.
You had it on speaker. You had it on speaker. She was in the other room, like, naked, and then she put all her clothes on, left the key on the desk, and left.
It's like in High Fidelity when his mom yells at him, "All I know is you go in, she goes." Shut up, Mom. That's cold.
All right. Well, Sludge, we'll holler at you later.
Word.
Peace.
Peace.